Gemara Masechta Beah, Daf Gimel on the Beis, quotes a Braisa. The Braisa says, Echad Beah Shenolda B'Shabbos, Vechad Beah Shenolda B'Yontov, whether it's an egg that was born on Shabbos or on Yontov, Eima Tatan Loisoi, as we've been learning from the beginning of Masechta, it may not be moved, Loi L'Chassas Bo'es Akli, it may not be moved to use as a bottle cap, Loi L'Smach Bo'i Karimita, to balance the bed on. Ava koifali as a kli. One may take a keli, may take a cup or what, a bowl, and cover this egg, b'shvil shloi tishaver, in order that it shouldn't be broken. So Rashi and Tosfos ask the question. We have the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak, which is mentioned many times in Masechta Shabbos, that Ein Keli Nittel, Elo Letzorich Dover HaNittel. One may not pick up a Keli, even if that Keli is not Muxer, unless it's being taken for the use of something that is not Muxer. But if one picks up a keli, says Rabbi Yitzchak, even if that keli is not muksa, but it's being picked up for a muksa purpose, you're not allowed to pick it up. So ask Rashi and Tosfos, how could I pick up a keli in order to use it to cover an egg? And keli nittel, elo tzarich davar nittel, and the egg is muksa. Answer Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos a little more explicitly. But here, we're referring to a situation, says Tosfos, that I picked up the keli shemlachtel iser. I picked up the keli, and I picked it up litzarich. I picked it up in a way that I was allowed to pick it up. And once I pick it up, I didn't pick it up l'tzorich muksa. I picked it up for a permitted purpose. And once I picked it up for a permitted purpose, I could continue carrying it to wherever I want, even to use to cover the egg. So Tosfos says, from here, that once I pick up a keli letzarech gufa u'mekaymai, I could pick it up, I could continue carrying it as far as I want. And if we look in the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Shin Ches, Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, and we read the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Keli shemlachta lisser, a keli that's shemlachta lisser, mutl tatloi, you allowed to move it, bein letzarech gufoi, kigon korna shel zahavim and afachim, you have a hammer, which is a keli shemlachta lisser, letzoye be gozim, but I needed to crack nuts, kardam lachta by devela, a saw that I need to cut figs, bein letzarech mekaymai, or I could pick it up because I needed for tzarech mekaymai. Shahainu, shetzarech l'shtamish, b'mokim shakeli munachsham. I need to use the place where the keli is on. And that means, given the example that the Shulchan Aruch gave, I have a hammer on my table. A hammer is a keli shemlachta lisser, but I need the table. It's on my dining room table. I want to eat at my dining room table. I could pick up that keli to move it. Once I pick it, I'm allowed to pick it up. And now continues the Shulchan Aruch. Umut alit loy misham. Once I picked it up, ulanichai be'ezem markam shiirtza. And I could put it down wherever I want. Because once I picked it up, the heter, The halacha is I could carry it as far and wherever I want. So this halacha, as we're learning clearly, is mutter under all circumstances. If I picked up the keli beheter, I could continue carrying it as far as I want. Even though I did see that the Shulchan Aruch Rav here in Sif Yud Gemel says that that if possible you should put it down. Pasha Pshat, the halacha is that under all circumstances I could continue carrying it if I picked it up ahead. The question, however, that comes up, that the Paiskim discuss at great length, is that there are a number of situations that are not the case of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is speaking specifically about a case of a keli shemlach del iser that was picked up l'tzorich gufay mekaymai. But let's say it wasn't picked up l'tzorich l'gufay mekaymai. If it wasn't this situation, what would be the halacha? So if we look in the Magen Avraham seems to say that in all circumstances, if I picked up a keli l'tzorich gufay, that I picked up a keli, that if I picked up something that's mukso, the halacha is I could continue carrying it under all circumstances. There's a halacha in Hilchos Milah. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Reish Samach Vav, speaking about the case of a milah on Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch says, says the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah in Siman Reish Samach Vav Sif Beis, Umilta Lital Ha'ezemel Achra Mila. One could pick up the knife that's used for a bris after the Mila, Latznioi B'chotza Ha'amurav, to carry to a place that there's an Erev, Avgav Dein Tzorch Loi Oid Ba'os Shabbos, the Loi Hukza Ben Hashmashes, Machadoi Tzorch Loi Ba'os Shabbos came nearly. The Ramah, quoting the Maril, says that we know that in Izemel Shamila, a knife that's used for a bris is muksa, and muksa maximus chasarim kis. So even though when you have a bris on Shabbos, the halacha is that you're allowed to make the bris on Shabbos, it's a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says in Parashas Tazria, Ubiyoyim Hashmini Yimal Basara Losoi, and from that pasuk we learn that a filu b'Shabbos, that even a bris that's on Shabbos, you're allowed to make on Shabbos. And therefore, certainly, even though the izemel, the knife that's used for the bris, is muksa, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. The halacha, however, is, says, the izemel is muksa. Says the Ramah, once you picked up the knife, you could continue carrying it. And there's a very serious discussion amongst the paiskim how to understand that halacha. If we look at the Taz here in Siman Reish Samach Vav, and truthfully, the words of the Ramah seem to point in that direction, the Taz seems to say that the reason you're allowed to carry the knife on this Shabbos is because the knife is not muksa. Since the Moel knew before Shabbos that he's going to need the knife this Shabbos, so even though normally, obviously, an izemel shamila is muksa, the izemel shamila in this case is not muksa because the moel knew before Shabbos that he has a bris this Shabbos and he's going to need the knife this Shabbos. So very bechidish the way to understand the Ramah that way. The reason it's a chidish to understand the Ramah that way is because Izamu Shamila, and the Taz himself says this, is a muksumachim chasaron kiss. That's a fact. And the fact that it's a muksumachim chasaron kiss doesn't change under any circumstances. I could use it when I need it, but I have no right to use it when I don't need it. So why indeed is the halacha that an izemel shamila can be carried even after I no longer need it for the bris? So Rabbi Avadya Yosef, in his sefer Chazon Avadya on Shabbos, Chelek Gimel, in Kli Shemlach, he discusses this, and he has a discussion why we could be made. One, and he goes through various possibilities. One possibility, he says, is there's a concept of hoil v'ishtri ishtri. Now, once I was allowed to pick up the knife for the bris, ishtri, I could continue using it. He says that we can't really apply the concept of hoil ishtri ishtri so simply. Why can't we apply it so simply? He gives a very nice raya. He says, let's say you have an individual who's makbid that he doesn't eat chadosh in chutz la'aretz. But it's yontif, it's Shabbos, and on yontif and on Shabbos we're obligated to eat, and he has nothing to eat besides chadosh. The halacha is that he's allowed to eat that chadosh challah, he's allowed to eat that chadosh bread. Now it's after Shabbos, it's after yontif, where there's no obligation to eat bread. So the question is, may he continue eating the chadosh bread or not? The loch is not. So he says, if there's a concept of hoil v'ishtri ishtri, so why shouldn't that continue? From here we clearly see that the heter of hoil v'ishtri ishtri can't just be applied whenever we want to apply it. So he says, why indeed are we makel in that situation? The reason we're makel in that situation, he says, either is because there's always a possibility there's going to be another bris on Shabbos. And since there's always a possibility that there's going to be another bris on that Shabbos, and I'm going to need the knife, and if I drop the knife, it may get dull, and if it gets dull and non-usable, I won't be able to use it for the next bris. So that's why perhaps I'm allowed to continue carrying the knife. If that is the heter, so then the halacha should be that I'm only allowed to carry the knife as to put it in the same place. Can I carry it as far as I want? Perhaps not. On the other hand, perhaps once I'm allowed to carry as far as I want, given that we have the Svar of Taisus, that once I pick up the knife, I'm allowed to carry it wherever as far as I want. Another reason that the Paiskim say we could be Makel is because Yosef discusses this as well, is because he tiru soifon mishum tchiloson. He tiru soifon mishum tchiloson means that if, and this is what I think the Gra seems to learn over there in Simrei Samech Vav, if we're not going to allow you to carry the knife, and a knife that's used for bris milah obviously is expensive, people are going to refrain from wanting to make a bris milah. It's very similar, he says, to what we find by Hatzalah, that Hatzalah members are allowed to come home from the hospital on Shabbos if they take a patient, because if you won't allow them to come back, then they won't want to go, and therefore here too, if the moil knows that he will have to leave his knife exposed, an expensive knife, he won't want to make a bris on Shabbos anymore. And because of that, Chazal will more make. But certainly, if we follow the opinion of the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham is makel even in a case where I picked up the
not where I picked up the muksa, where I wasn't supposed to pick up the muksa. But in a case where I picked up the muksa, certainly in this case, where I had every heter to pick up the muksa, it seems that we certainly could be makel. It seems that we certainly could be makel in allowing one to carry the knife further, because that's included in the heter of Tosfos. Because what Tosfos is teaching us is that whenever you picked up something beheter, you're allowed to continue carrying it. The next case we'll discuss is, as we just learned in the Shulchan Aruch, here in Simen Shin Ches, the only time you're allowed to pick up muksa, that's a kli shemlach del iser, is only if it's letzairich gufay umekaymai. What would be the halacha if one picked up something which is muksa, but it's not letzairich gufay umekaymai? It's a kli shemlach del iser. The only time you're allowed to pick up a kli shemlach del iser is letzairich gufay umekaymai. And I did not pick it up letzairich gufay umekaymai. May I continue moving it or not? So again, certainly according to the Magen Avraham, we could be makel. But the paiskim here are a little more lenient than in other situations that we're going to discuss. Why? Because there's a fundamental difference between the muksa of a kli shemlach del iser versus all other muksas. When we speak about all other muksas, those items are inherently muksa. And given that they're inherently muksa, Chazal were very strict about being allowed to touch them or move them, not touch them, move them on Shabbos and Yontif. Here, on the other hand, they're not. A keli shemlach del iser is a keli. And that's why l'tzarech gufay u'mekaymai, the halacha is the keli may be moved. So since it's a lot less of a serious shaila, given that it's a keli, it is a keli, it could be that even those that are machmer will be makel on a keli shemlach del iser that was picked up, not letzarech gufay mekaymai, that it may be continued to be moved.